Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, and welcome to Making Shifts Happen. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to listening to my radio show. And for those of you listening on your iPad or computer or whatever, a very special welcome to you as well. I'd like to welcome everyone today because I am covering for last week when the show did not air for some reason. It was not available and couldn't get on the air, and so I just decided to go ahead and start fresh again this week. It's very interesting because I've had some changes and developments, and I'll share some of those with you during today's show. The day of today's show is my parents gave me stress. This is Stress Buster Secret number 69, and I'd like to begin with a quote. Somehow, our devils are never quite what we expect when we meet them face to face, and this comes to us from Nelson DeMille. And I thought it was interesting because there are two or three different articles on the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology about some new research and findings about the genetic inheritance of stress. And handling stress is actually inherited and learned, according to an article in the Huffington Post. As a child of stressed out parents, you are less likely to be able to handle stressful situations positively in your own life, partly through the genes you inherited and partly through watching your parents react to stress badly in their own lives. It's like an unwelcome gift handed down from one generation to the next. So because I am so interested in the genetics of stress and stress inheritance, and some of the wisdom traditions talk about past lives, I began to wonder how much of past life experience is actually inherited genetics about stress. So is stress really passed down through our genes? In an article that comes from, it didn't start with you, how inherited family trauma shapes who we are. And this is from Mark Wolin, W-O-L-Y-N-E. William Faulkner tells us the past is never dead. It's not even the past. We've been having a lot of interesting discussions, and I will begin to kind of hone some things down. First of all, in the CMC class that I taught, we talked about where trauma is stored. And we keep thinking that time is linear and that we can go back to a place in time or back to a space that time once inhabited and begin to recreate those events. That's not really accurate. Time is not linear. Time does not go from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, except as how it's measured in a clock device. Time does just not in that linear fashion, but in our human forms, in these human physical forms, we tend to give ourselves to handle something that is nonlinear and always expansive. Time does not stand still. We freeze time in place. And that takes a lot of energy. So as we come back to, is stress really passed on through genes? And I introduced the idea of past life experiences. We can begin to understand that there is no time and space. And in the genetic material that comprises us, of which we are created from our mother and our father, we do carry through a line, and it is done through the mechanism of RNAs. So there was some research done on worms, and in the mechanism, understanding the mechanism, the scientists have just figured out how Tel Aviv University was seeking to answer, what is epigenetics? Well, epigenetics is the study of inherited changes in gene expression. And that's not simply definition of it, because epigenetics, epi means above, genetics means the gene. So we are working sometimes above the gene, look at the environmental factors that cause genetic expression in one way or another. And that's according to Bruce Lipton. But the mechanism says epigenetic responses that are inherited follow an active process that gets passed on through generations. The quote from this Tel Aviv University study is, we previously showed that worms inherited small RNAs, which is ribonucleic acid, following the starvation and viral infections of their parents. These small RNAs help prepare their hot offspring for similar hardships, Dr. Lachavi said. He goes on to explain the research, noting that we have identified a mechanism that amplified inheritable small RNAs across generations, so the response was not diluted. We found that these enzymes, called RDRPs, are required for recreating new small RNAs to keep the response going in subsequent generations. So what this basically means is, in the coding of your genes, there is a process that the genes go through that requires that you remember certain inheritances in your RNA so that they are guaranteed to be passed on generation through generation through generation. And then from there on, scientists are now able to determine that specific genes, which they dubbed modified transgenerational epigenetic kinetics, or MOTEC, are also involved in turning epigenetic transmissions on and off. Wow. Okay, if your brain wasn't spinning now, I'm surprised, because as much study as I've done in this, this is the first time I have come across some information that says we do inherit our genetic expressions and that there is a process which some of those are guaranteed. And that really caught my interest. That really piqued my interest into what else is possible and what does this mean and what can I do with this? And does this mean, as Bruce Lipton would say, that I'm a victim of my genes? Or can it mean that I'm a victor of my genes? And I looked at some of the article information and some of the information that's in the book, and it's too much to repeat here. But in our Stress Buster Secrets series that we're doing here, it may be helpful for you to know that not all stress and not all of the expression of stress in your life is yours. And so one of the things that would be on top of my list to recommend is to find a therapist who is very well versed in helping to treat maybe past life issues, which may not be past life at all. They may be current life for you because they were passed down generation after generation after generation into the genes that you carry now and are either active or inactive, but they have the ability to be turned on and off by you. So in working with this, the past life regressions took on a whole new clarity for me, because when the issue is brought to the surface, you finally do have an opportunity to know what it is, know that it's not yours, and if you're with a qualified therapist, they can work with you on how to handle that and release that so that the new genes that you create no longer have that tag that requires that you keep genetic material as active information into your newly forming, newly created cells. Whew. That for me was just huge, and I don't know if you can tell or not, but I'm really sitting in awe of this information, because I wasn't sure how to deal with past life regressions. I thought that they would be real, and I thought they had real influence in people's lives, and that the therapy would be very useful. Until I saw these articles and this new information coming out about that we do pass on our stress, we do pass on trauma, we do pass on good and bad experiences, we do pass on a lot of this information through our genetic material, I was just blown away. And a lot of times they say, well, I could never be like my parents. One of the interesting dynamics of this new research is that you are like your parents. But once you know that, once you have that understanding and the ability to approach this from a very comprehensive, holistic way, that you can do something different. You are not bound by your genes and the genetic expression that seems to be happening over and over again through all of these generations. You can stop it right here, right now. So I know that's some interesting information. I hope that that's helpful for you as we think about it. And we'll come back and talk a little bit. What if I don't know the stress that was passed on to me? Is this some past life issue? Let's get some insight into some of these questions right after the commercial break. And I would like to remind you that the audio part of the free report is no longer available. It may be at some time in the future, but for right now, I'd like for you to get the Calm Moms free report. And in light of the discussion of epigenetics, what was passed on to you and what are you passing on to your children? Very interesting question. We'll be back right after this brief commercial break.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Okay, one of the questions, what if I don't know the stress that was passed on to me? In a discussion, It Didn't Start With You by Mark Wollum, he says, Carl Jung believed that what remains unconscious does not dissolve, but rather resurfaces in our lives as fate or fortune. Whatever does not emerge as consciousness, Jung says, returns as destiny. In other words, we're likely to keep repeating our unconscious patterns until we bring them into the light of awareness. Both Freud and Jung noted that whatever is too difficult to process does not fade away on its own, but rather is in our unconscious. So how do I know what stress was passed on to me? He has some interesting stories of people who were two or three generations emerged from or removed from Holocaust victims. And yet in discussion with some of them, they may not have even heard of Holocaust stories, but the emotions, the emotional content of what they were experiencing was very similar to what Holocaust survivors said that they experienced. And so as you begin to become more and more aware, which is one of our four self-healing skills, you begin to become more and more aware of your self-talk, some of the beliefs that are active for you, and some of the emotional dynamics that stay active no matter what you do to release them. So sometimes you can do a little detective work and find out what's going on simply by being present and aware to what's going on with you at any moment in time. And the next question is this some kind of a past life issue? Well, I'm beginning to understand at a deeper level than ever before that there isn't a past life and a present life. There is just presently my human form, and my experience of the energetic signature of who I am is pretty much through all eons and all decades and millennia and everything else. So it's not necessarily a past life. It is a life that is coming up and being relived in this present one. And so, again, past life regressionist therapist might be really helpful for you. Regular psychotherapy might be helpful for you to really find the underlying cause of a stress that happens continually in your life. And you go into automatic pilot with it, and nothing seems to change and nothing seems to work. You just keep stepping back into that old pattern. It might be pain, it might be depression, it might be fear. And there's nothing in this lifetime or in this present human experience that would define that or explain that. So how do you know what you've inherited? You can examine this life as a life well lived and see what's going on. How do you understand the emergence of inherited patterns of stress? If they make no sense and you can't find a situation that really is relevant to it, then it might be something that is emerging out of a genetic expression. And one of the great wisdom traditions says, thing emerges when it's ready for healing. And it ties back into that comment of Jung's that it stays repressed until it is brought into the light of consciousness. So what are some healthy strategies for influencing how my genes express themselves? Well, again, the four self-healing skills, I think, are vital. Belly breathing, calming your thoughts, being peaceful, drinking enough water so that your body detoxifies and stays well hydrated and flushes out certain material that is no longer useful to you. Being aware. Everything I read about this epigenetics pointed to becoming more and more aware without judgment or criticism what is happening in your mind, body, soul, spirit, and emotional realm. Candace Pert is really phenomenal to read about the dynamics of emotions, and many people say that it is through our emotions that we come into greater enlightenment and deeper understanding of who we are and how our life is expressing itself. And yet, many times we fear those emotions simply because fear is huge. It is just bigger than life sometimes. And fear can express itself in so many different ways, some subtle, some not so subtle. But again, the expression of fear may take several different ways. It could be a genetic expression of fear that is not your fear, and that means that you cannot do much with it. So what you can do is, in that place of having fear, you can ask, is this really my fear, or whose fear is this? And if you feel lighter, it's not yours. And you can just set an intention to return it to sender with consciousness attached. I was working with a client the other day, and we put the fear that was not hers in this beautiful, beautiful present. And we wrapped it up in love and light and glitter and effervescent, and it bubbled and it sparkled. And we knew it held the opportunity for someone else to expand their consciousness once they got it back. So we sent it on its way with the consciousness attached. And as soon as she did that, she went to feeling neutral. There was no trigger. There was no response, either energetically or physically or emotionally, once we talked about the issue that had once had the fear associated and attached to it. So there are so many things that you can begin to do in this understanding that you may have inherited your stress. It's simply not yours. And that generally means that there's not a whole lot you can do with it because it's not your fear. And it's not happening in this lifetime, in this present body. So there's no place to go to begin healing it. So a returning of the fear to the source is a very, very wonderful way to start relieving fears that are beginning to express themselves through your genes so that you can release them and not repeat them. Release, not repeat. Another way for influencing how my genes express themselves is to really get into the present moment. With the present moment and this awareness, we begin to understand in a nonlinear way. Because if we're living in the past, we look for logic and association and linearness. And there's this one story that he repeats that, I'll give you the name, Mark Wolin, W-O-L-Y-N-N, repeats about a young man who was suffering from insomnia, straight-A student, but all of a sudden, one night after his 19th birthday, he woke at 3:30, he was freezing, shivering, unable to get warm, no matter what he tried. They talked about pattern repeated itself, pattern repeated assume insomnia was a nightly ordeal. Jesse knew that his fear was irrational, yet he felt helpless to put an end to it. Now, the person listening listened to the details, and he said, what stood out for me was one unusual detail. He'd been extremely cold, freezing, he said, just prior to the first episode. As they began exploring it, he asked him if anyone on either side of the family suffered a trauma that involved being cold, frozen, or sleep. His mother had only recently told him about the tragic death of his father's older brother, an uncle he never knew he had. This is key. An uncle he never knew he had. Uncle Colin was only 19 when he froze to death checking power lines in a storm. So, again, if we look for a linear, logical, reasonable explanation for some of the things that are going on for us, we may not find them. He did not know about his uncle, and yet he was experiencing the symptoms of what the uncle experienced as he froze to death. So, this is an interesting exploration. It's not a simply one episode exploration about inherited stress. There may be future episodes on it, and I would encourage you to write in with questions at info@makingshiftshappen.com. How does it get any better than this? Well, again, as we begin to shine the light of understanding that we are connected to the whole, we have the capacity to inherit from people generations back that had experiences of things that are not happening in this lifetime, but we could still have the genetic expression of that experience in this lifetime, we can begin to work from a different place and come into a deeper understanding of family dynamics, of stress, of genetic expression. And I would encourage you all to find out what you can, Bruce Lipton being a great starting place in the biology of belief. So that's about all for today's show. I have another couple of quotes that I wanted to share with you. There is more to life than just increasing speed. This comes from Mahatma Gandhi. And rule number one, and don't sweat the small stuff. Rule number two is, it's all small stuff, by Robert Elliott. So I thought those were kind of interesting quotes as we came into an understanding that don't sweat the small stuff. It might not even be all small stuff. You may initially have the same reactions to stress that your family members have. Some of that is learned. But you can always learn and use positive management skills. You become more and more stress resilient. So take care of yourself and your body physically and emotionally and spiritually. Be kind. Seek relationships that are complementary to you. Make positive change and have conversations with yourself that are exploratory, complementary, inquisitive, and begin to see what emerges for you as you move into this new understanding of some of the stress that you're experiencing simply isn't yours. That's all for today's show. The best stress management tool that I'm working with today is actually belly breathing and coming more and more into the present moment. And what am I going to do for fun? Well, this weekend I am going to spend some time with my grandson. I spent some time last weekend with him, and I tell you, nothing makes me feel a whole lot better than to know that as I'm changing my genes and I'm changing my DNA and I'm changing how I relate to my life, I am giving my son and my grandson the opportunity to change theirs, and that makes it all worthwhile. Thank you so much for listening. We look forward to having you join us next Thursday on Blog Talk Radio. Stress Busting Secrets. Thank you so much. See you next week.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.